I wonder if I can present a suggestion for consideration when we take these three aspects of the Nazariteship. The first one we have discussed is to be not under the influence of anything foreign, but and sustained but by God and the Word of God. The second aspect is, I always like it from the Scripture, that the Lord Jesus said, I will not drink it until the kingdom come. You see, now let's bring it back to literally, if somebody made a vow, that vow that we are talking now is little greater than the vow of the first section. Why? Because I could take a vow about the drinking aspect, and that might take me 7 days, but when the Scripture is talking about long hair, that's not a week, brethren. That is not a month. That is a long term. You understand what I'm trying to say? The vow of the long hair is a long term devotedness for God with the acknowledgement of what we said, that I'm going to be separate unto the Lord. But it always has in view that someone who is separated yet has the coming of somebody in view. Let me give an example to clarify. That I'm going to be submissive to the will of God and to the rights of the Lord Jesus until He comes. This is the fulfillment, you might say, of the vow as far as the hair is concerned. If I gave a little example, it might help. 2 Samuel chapter 20, I'm going to just rehearse the story. It was about a man, which is by the name of Mephibosheth, but I think the thought is there. King David went, and he was waiting for him to come. And all what he told David is, listen, the Scripture says he wasn't concerned about anything that was legitimate. And talking about what Matthew presented, nor did he what? Trim his beard. So he didn't deal with the aspect until David, because what? He was in view the coming of David. And how wonderful to have the same desire as young, old, being Nazarite spiritually, that I will declare or have a purpose that I'm going to submit, as we have spoken about submission. I'm going to submit and be under the authority of the Lord Jesus, having in view that He is coming. Because the long hair is not a short commitment, dear brethren. A long hair, it's a long commitment. And I have a desire to walk a long pathway with the Lord until He comes and brings us home.
But that does bring up the question then, to help us to decipher between the Nazarite, the vow of the Nazarite that was for a period of time, how that related to the people of Israel in their day, and now for us, how does that relate in light of what you've just said, John, as for that period of time for us now?
Are you asking when is it?
How's the Nazarite vow in number 6 was for a period of time. Okay, there were Nazarites that were Nazarites from their womb. Okay, the three that have been mentioned here, the Nazarites in number 6 is for a period of time. But now, how do we take that for us and apply that to us today as Christians? Okay, a period of time.
Well, it is a period of time, even now. It is from the time that I got saved. It is from the time that I start realizing what the Word of God has. It is from the time I realize what Christ have done for me. And from that moment, I say, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. It's easy sing him to sing. Listen, it is easy to die as a martyr than to live as a Christian. In a moment you're gone, and you've gone to glory. But to live day in and day out, bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, submitting yourself There's a word of God until he comes. So it's a period of time. We are anticipating, like John was mentioning about Mephibosheth. He said, I'm not going to take care of myself until David comes. I'm not going to have joy or sustenance of this world. I'm passing through. You know, I can't wait to get home. That's just what it is. I am passing through. I am going to go to school. I'm going to buy. I'm going to sell. I'm going to wear clothes. I'm going to go to the barber and have a haircut and take care of all of the things that God have created legitimately for me to live. But I'm going home. And the joy really that is in here, God had given us joy, things to enjoy. We take it with thanksgiving. Thank God for the food. Thank God for clothing. Thank God for cars that we could drive. But these are just this is something that we use to get by as we are anticipating the end of that period, which is the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll be earth dwelling. We're going to be well established in here. We want to try to fix it up around us and fix the world so we could have a better world. You know, with these people trying to fix earth and to fix the world so they will have a better environment. Listen, I don't care. It's going to burn anyway. So don't just waste your time. That's what I didn't say that. Scripture said that. So don't waste your time on it. It's going to burn. You've got to be kind of, you know, responsible, but don't waste your time and energy and green movement and fixing things up. We're our stranger here. So it's a period of time we are living through till he comes.
Yeah. A verse that is that good for this also is in the intercessory prayer of the Lord in John 17, where he says, verse 14, I have given them thy word. And he spoke about feeding on the word. And the world hath hated them. Because why? They are not of the world. It's a simple statement. They are not of the world. He didn't say they ought not to be part of the world. No, but he said they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And then we have the verse in Galatians that says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, here in this world, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
A verse that ties in the past couple of thoughts in relation to the looking unto the Lord and that we are not of the world in Philippians 3 and verse 20. It says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.